Episode 363, Love First.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, sisters, I am so glad you're here. I pray that your week is going so well. And I hope maybe just this time will give you a time of refreshment, a way to just kind of kick back, let your mind settle in to your dreams. Where you're headed in the next few minutes is where you want to go. Yeah, isn't that great sometimes that when you can just click on something and go, you know what, I'm just going to chill for a moment. I'm just going to have some relaxation time. I got to share with you guys something real quick. I had an opportunity of rearranging the area of which I record in. And it's great because I feel like actually, well, it's like zenful and it's calming. And I'm just like, this is so awesome. I love it. Absolutely love it. So I'm glad you're here today. And I hope that we get to spend more time together working on what you are wanting to work on, where you want to go with your life. With this being the new year, new dreams begin to pop up. You may have stumbled upon some of those old ones and kind of resurrected them and said, oh gosh, if only I could do this. But then when you start thinking about it more, what happens? You begin to allow yourself to expand that dream. It just grows and grows and multiplies. And you're like, well, gosh, why didn't I think of that before? Or you find different ways to do things. When those things happen, what happens to you internally? You get a little fired up, don't you? Well, I got to tell you, I have an amazing family. You all know that. I'm very, very, truly, I am very blessed. And unfortunately, this week we had my great uncle passed away, Uncle Jim. And he was a dear, sweet Christian man, lived his life to the fullest. Amazing. He was going to be 97, I believe, this year. I've kind of lost track, so I think that's right. In his lifetime, because I had the privilege of growing up around him, being with him, not all of my cousins were able to do this. This was my grandmother's brother-in-law. And one thing that he taught me through life in watching him, listening to him talk. He was very wise. He was very successful, not only in his business, but how he raised his children. He has three gorgeous children. And then, of course, he has his grandchildren, and he even has great-grandchildren. Truly a blessed man, a man of God. One thing that he did throughout his life was he loved first. He loved first. No matter what he was doing, I wouldn't say he wore his heart on his sleeve, but his heart was never far behind his words. A lot of people come up to me and say, you know, Christiane, what keeps you going in life? What keeps you moving? What keeps you motivated? How do you not get bored and you stay inspired to do your dreams? You know, if you're an entrepreneur, it's really easy to get, well, I wouldn't say necessarily even stuck in a rut, because an entrepreneurship, man, it's changing all the time. Talk about change being the major factor. It is. What happens with entrepreneurs, though, it's easy for us to get lost within ourselves. And we tend to close off other people's surroundings. And not that we don't communicate with them, but we get into our own world. When you're dealing with an online world, it is very different than dealing with people face to face. And I'm not saying all entrepreneurs are just online people, but a lot of them are working towards that because they want to, you know, they want to have more time. They want to live life the way they want to. And being able, I mean, the internet is a blessing in that regard, right? It is. So when people ask me, Christiane, what keeps you going? How do you stay motivated? Because today is all about inspiration, inspiring you, and everybody wants it. It's trying to find how to keep that spark alive while you're living life? How do you keep it going? Some people go and they search out for those shiny new objects. Others go to self-medication. We're not talking just about drugs here, okay? But we're talking like food, shopping. Yeah, so there's drugs like alcohol and tobacco and things like that. But it could be anything. It could be animals. How many pets do you have? Do we get one every other year? I mean, so the self-medication can be a way that we kind of keep ourselves, oh, this is neat, something new. Because motivation usually comes from a sense of newness. And that's not always what we need in life. In fact, when my great uncle, when he was living life to its fullest, he always lived by loving first. He didn't let someone who needed something just walk away from him. If he could do something, whether it was to give him or her a little money, maybe it was a coat, maybe it was a cooked meal, maybe it was just lending his ear because they just needed to talk for a moment. He was always loving first. I think when we look at love, we look at love as more of just a feeling. Love is a verb. Love is action. When you have love in your life and you look at love as an action, you look at love as a verb, what does that mean? There's movement. There's motivation. There's a way to keep you going and be inspired. Love first. So even though my great uncle is no longer with us and who I will miss dearly, but at the same time, we're celebrating him because of the man that he was. I can remember when I spent the summer with them. I was a nanny for some of his grandchildren. And because his parents were, the grandchildren's parents, which is his children, were very, very, very busy. And so they liked to do things, but they wanted someone a little bit younger to kind of play keep up with them. And so that was my job. And so my freshman and sophomore year, I had that opportunity to be their nanny. And great kids, by the way. They've grown up to be awesome, beautiful children. And actually, they're not children anymore. Beautiful adults, I should say. But when I was nannying them, I didn't have a car at the time. I had just moved back from Hawaii, so I came back to the mainland. And in coming back to the mainland, they had an extra car, and it was a convertible. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I love convertibles. And living in Hawaii, I didn't have a convertible. I wish I had a convertible. But, you know, my father was all about safety, and so was my mother. Well, so was my uncle and my aunt, Aunt Katie and Uncle Jim. And so I finally got to use the convertible, and I was on my way, and I was like, oh, I want to put the top down. It was gorgeous outside, a beautiful summer day, not like hot, sweltering summer day, just like perfect temperature that when you are driving, it's like, oh, yeah, built-in air conditioning, everything. It was just awesome. So I go, and I'm driving on the highway, and I got the top already down because I pulled over and took the top down. And all of a sudden, a car drives up next to me. Sure enough, it's my Aunt Katie and Uncle Jim. They waved me down and told me to pull over. So I pulled over to the side. And they got out, and Uncle Jim said, "Hun, you need to be safe. You're going to drive your Aunt Katie crazy. You got it. When you're on the highway, you got to promise me you're going to drive with that top up." You see, they loved all the time. Love is an action. At that time, we didn't have cell phones, okay? That's how old I am. Cell phones didn't even exist then. And so they couldn't just call me or text me. They had to find me and drive me down. You see, love is an action. And I'm telling you all of this because everybody wants the inspiration of the day. Everybody wants that motivation. How can I keep going, Christiane? How can I keep getting on my treadmill? How can I keep running? How can I keep walking? I need intense an intentional movement. It may need to be intense, but you need intentional movement. I need to have and be living with intention in my life. Love first. I know Uncle Jim would say that to me today. And he'd put his arm around me. And he would give me a hug. A kiss on the head. And he'd say, love first. Aunt Katie and Uncle Jim were married, oh my gosh, way. I was with them when they celebrated their 50 years. So I don't know how many, I've actually honestly have lost track of it. And she just recently passed away to about 2 years ago, I believe. Almost 2 years. And the thing is that when you lead a life from the heart, that's where the magic is. We are losing so much today in our world because we leave the heart out. So today when you're chilling out and you're listening and you're hearing my voice, or maybe you hear my voice later on during the day. I hope it's all good thoughts, though. And it's coming to mind as I sit here and tears are streaming down my face because I'm thinking of you and your goals. I'm thinking about how God has created you to be this magnificent woman, this amazing man, this person that only can take this journey that you're on. None of those goals will mean anything to you, even if you accomplish them, and better if you don't love first. When you're thinking about your life and your motivation, love first. When you look at your goals and you're writing them down, love first. When you begin to get frustrated with those crazy children of yours, love first. When your hubby gets under your skin and those dirty socks are still laying there 3 days later, love first. When your household is a total disaster, organization is nowhere to be found, love first. Love is so powerful. And when you begin to take action, remember we talk about aim all the time, action ignites motivation. Love first. Love is action. Love is a verb. Love first means you're taking aim. You're going to hit the mark. I mean, you're going to be like the major bullseye getter. You know, you see all those journals that say goal getter or goal setter. Man, don't you want to be the bullseye getter? The one that hits it almost every single time, because we're not perfect, right? So we can't pretend we are. So you want to be that person. Love first. When you get frustrated with yourself and you're thinking, dag nabbit, I'm going nowhere, love first. Uncle Jim would be telling you all right now the same thing. And he would wrap his arms around you. Even though you would be a stranger to him, he wouldn't treat you as that. And he would look at you and he would smile in his precious way. And he would say, love first. Love first today. Better than you did yesterday. So you can continue to love tomorrow. You don't need motivation when it comes from the heart. You need reminders. Begin to start turning that motivation. When you look at yourself in the mirror, say, love first. I love you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. When you love first, you've won every battle. You've got all the motivation you need in the world. And the inspiration you want to carry you through the rest of the day, it's going to be there. Love first. Don't forget to tell others that you love them too. Life is too precious. Start today with your motivation and love first. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.